Now let's focus on the business decision of whether to buy or lease. Again, this is a capital budgeting decision applied to real estate, as firms are deciding the best way in which to allocate capital. Thus, lease versus buy analysis is best done using a net present value approach. We look at the costs of both owning and leasing the property and choose the option with the highest NPV, or in this case, the least negative NPV. As you will see, the most important factor is the discount rate, which corresponds to the firm's opportunity cost. This could be their profit margin or return on assets. The buy decision involves an initial cash outlay and then a reversion when the property is sold. Typically, the property would be financed, so this would also involve the annual payment of debt service. The lease decision has no initial outlay or reversion, but rather just the annual lease payment. In either situation, there would be annual operating expenses, assuming a net lease. However, since they would be the same in both situations, there is no need to include them. Given these cash flows, higher discount rates favor leasing, as the equity reversion in the buy decision is being discounted at a greater rate. Essentially, higher discount rates and longer evaluation periods will result in a higher NPV for leasing.